The fall semester begins today at Ohio State University, bringing students back to classes under a cloud of uncertainty. Around the country, schools are attempting to balance their educational mission and budgetary needs with student safety. And in Columbus, photos of house parties and other gatherings are already putting school administrators on edge. On a busy corner east of campus, Hannah Glasscock and a handful of friends are sunbathing on the postage stamp yard in front of their apartment. She's not all that worried about her classes starting up again, and there's a good reason.
I just checked and it's fully online now. So I think most of us are going to be pretty much online for the most part. So in that regard, for going to classes, not really.
She and her friends say house parties are a much bigger concern. Still, half a dozen of them are laying out, close to one another, without masks. But Emma Murphy is adamant. They're not part of the problem. She says they all live in the building and keep their social circle to each other.
It does look bad. It does look like it's like what you would think of as why corona, like exactly what people say, but like we're not going to all isolate to our apartments and like not even sit out on the yard together.
The university is trying to provide a version of the classic college experience for students who want it, as well as the classroom learning opportunities they say best serve them. Some classes will be online, some in person, and others will be a blend of both. School officials are distributing masks and rearranging classrooms, but it's nowhere near certain those efforts will pay off. Earlier this month, the University of North Carolina had to close its flagship Chapel Hill campus less than a week after opening. University spokesman Ben Johnson says OSU will crack down hard on unsafe behavior.
If you are an individual who hosts or attends a party that's not healthy and safe, you will be referred to student conduct and you could face an interim suspension. If you're a student organization that participates in such an event, you could lose your university status and your funding.
Already, school officials have issued more than 200 interim suspensions tied to off-campus parties. Meanwhile, COVID-19 cases are edging downward in Columbus from their mid-July peak. But infections are most prevalent among people in their 20s, and health officials have been warning for months that cases will likely spike in the fall. Kristen Orton and Shireen Ahuja came back to campus because they found it difficult to focus on their work in houses packed with family members forced to work from home. Still, they're both concerned about what they see around campus. Orton worries the school might be forced to close.
I think at night I see a lot of people going out to the bars.
Oh my God.
And that does, it stresses me out because it's so like I could do everything right, but other people aren't and they could ruin it for me. Okay. And that just sucks.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like going to bars and the bars even being open and advocating for people to come, like I feel like that's so wrong.
While undergrads weigh the pros and cons in a health context, grad students are worried about their finances as well. The Graduate Student Labor Coalition is demanding the ability to work remotely in a drive-through protest today. Over the weekend, a group of them met in a park to make signs.
Maybe we should write something like, I won't sign my rights today or something like that. That's not catchy at all, but it could be.
Leah Christine Dewey says she and other grad students are being asked to take on too much risk.
I didn't sign up for that when I came to grad school. I didn't sign up for that when I wanted to become a teacher. So I don't appreciate being forced into this position. You know, we don't have any options right now except to do this or leave grad school, and that's not an option for me.
On Instagram, an account called Unsafe at OSU is sharing anonymous notes from students and staffers. In one, a graduate teaching assistant says they haven't seen the room where they'll teach or receive training on hygiene. There's a meeting scheduled to go over all of that, but the TA says that meeting will be held online. Nick Evans, WOSU News.